Let's go. Good lad. Wait, wait. Let's head there. Let's go left. Left, please. Go on, Fran, straight on. Go on, big one. Good lad, well done.
You might have gathered audibly that there were no announcements on that train, which was very helpful.
Go on, Franz.
People standing in the way in the middle of the aisle here and barging into people.
Find the way, Franz. Right, over. That's it. Find the escalator, Franz.
Trying to make ourselves popular.
Good lad, wait please.
2, 3, 4,
come. Good lad, Vance. Right, just wait there for me.
So anyway, we're at King's Cross. You can feel, or hear the breeze rather, coming down the escalator. And then we need to have a little walk along Euston Road to go and find our hotel, the Premier Inn, 88 Euston Road. Shouldn't be too far away, I'd love to believe.
Go, Vance!
So I almost chip off the end. Vance made it and I didn't.
Right, go on, Vance, find the gate. Find the gate, Vance.
Sorry.
Good boy, Vance, well done. And go. Okay, if we stand, please, Vance, stand there. Right, Vance, find the steps for me. Good boy.
Okay, let's go.
Left, Vance, please.
That's the one.
Good boy.
I didn't tell him which way to go to begin with. I was intrigued to see which way he would guess. He guessed wrong. What I'm going to do is walk a little bit whilst recording, and then when I think I'm a bit closer, I'll turn off the recording so that I can use blind square to home it.
Vance, hang on. Forward. Good boy.
So I can home in on it. I've got a rough idea of where it is.
And there, Vance. Okay, let's go. Let's go. Go on, Vance. Find the way, please.
Forward, Vance. I don't know if that's a controlled crossing or not, but never mind. We survived it. Now, I'm imagining that this place is going to feel a little bit different in 6-7 hours or so when we're going to catch our train at St Pancras. We'll see.
Find the way, Vance. It's still pretty busy at the moment.
I suppose it's about 20 to 11 now. See, I'm making best use of my hotel room. Arriving late, leaving early. But what I'm really buying is the peace of mind of not having to try and get a taxi across London at some stupid time in the morning.
Think about that.
Good boy, Vance.
Not today, actually, Vance. Not today.
All right, I think that must be Judd Street, then.
Forward, Vance.
This is And it was at that very moment that I glanced down and saw the headlights of a car a couple of inches from my knee. I think the trip could have come to a rather abrupt halt at that point had it not been for a driver actually watching where they were going, or going slowly enough, or whatever it was, because I'd been so preoccupied about not turning left where Vance was taking me that I don't think I'd actually properly checked that there was nothing coming from the right. We survived. It's a useful lesson. I wish we didn't have to have such lessons sometimes. But anyway, I'm here now. I am sitting on my bed in room 3, blah, 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 something. I can't remember, actually. I haven't the faintest clue, actually, what room I'm in. 3, 4, something? Anyway, this place is huge. It's a Premier Inn, St. Pancras. There are several Premier Inns around here. And the chap said that it was at the end of a long corridor, and it certainly was. I have to say, the staff, absolutely top-notch, brilliant. Showed me all the way down here, was quite insistent, although in a nice way, that he would come and get me in the morning. I'm always a little bit nervous about agreeing to that kind of thing because invariably the person forgets or doesn't turn up or whatever. But I agreed a time which is early enough that if he doesn't appear, it's not going to cause me huge problems. But I have confidence that he will. The bed feels very comfortable. Should we do a quick explore of the room? I haven't actually done this yet, so the bed is actually quite high. I don't know if this is an accessible room or not, or whether this is a usual sort of bed height. I suppose an accessible one, I should expect to be lower. It's actually, and you know, I've got really long legs. I can actually sit with my legs hanging off the side without touching the floor. This is amazing. Bedside table there. Vance was lying by the window. Not now. So, window over the left here. I don't think it opens, I think it's sealed. Let's feel around there. Well, maybe it does, let's see. Feels like a sort of big sliding type one. I can't find a handle anywhere. No. I have to say, you can't hear very much outside at all. Very impressive. Now, I believe that guide dogs actually use one of the other Premier Inns around here to do some of their training. So it may well be that when I get matched with a new dog that I'm back in this area again. Back in the Premier Inn. Oh, what have I found there? There is a bowl with some, feels like tea, perhaps, and a kettle. And what I didn't find was a TV. I'm not really a big TV watcher, so in fact, the only time I ever do watch TV is in hotels. Yeah, there's a TV. Below it, a desk. Remote control for the TV. It's always a bit of a challenge working those out when you can't see where any of the buttons are. And then my guess is the bathroom will be on the right. It smells clean. It's definitely not an accessible room, so that works for me. Don't like being put in accessible rooms. Soap dispenser, so you can't steal the soap. Not that I would, of course. Oops. See if there's anything else to explore. Mirror. And some kind of little table underneath the mirror. And that may well be it. Oh, what's underneath there? It is a hairdryer. Just what I always needed. So, there we go. Didn't find a wardrobe, actually. Not that I'm going to be unpacking, but... Oh, there's a thing here with an extra pillow, I think. Is that an extra pillow? Yep, I shall take that. Because I like lots of pillows. Okay. Two extra pillows. Very good. Sort of shelves for putting clothes on things. Is there a hanging? Yeah, there is a rail. Okay. With the typical anti-stealing hangers. So there we go. Premiere in St. Pancras, where we shall be for about 6 hours. It doesn't work out very cheap if you work it out that way. We shall be for 6 hours before going to St. Pancras to go and catch a Eurostar tomorrow morning. Bye for now.